Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning, and we've got a complete check of your markets coming up.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit no-till.org for details and registration. Well, the cattle complex should open solidly higher today, supported by short covering and spillover buying. The hog futures are similarly set to open with a firm undertone, boosted by short covering and bull spreading. Now, after being beaten to a pulp over the last 2 weeks, cattle feeders are desperate to find a corner they can defend. Monday's triple-digit rally in the futures may be a promising serving of hope in that regard. Needless to say, the board will need to do more work before it can lend cash potential any legs. Now, hog buyers expected to resume work today with basically steady bids. This week's slaughters should be close to last week's level. Supplies continue to tighten on a relative basis and should be tighter throughout June and the tightest in July year over year. The hog futures seem staged to open a bit higher, with nearby once again advancing at a faster pace than the deferreds. Corn and soybeans eked out small profit-taking gains yesterday after last week's declines, but the forecast for rain in the Midwest this week likely limits recoveries. Winter wheat closed lower after last week's one-year highs, while spring wheat kept moving up and set more contract highs, as dry conditions in the northern plains have traders worried about that crop. Forecasts have rain this week for much of the Midwest, with storms developing today in Nebraska and spreading east to Iowa and northern Illinois tomorrow. The 6 to 10 day outlook is warm and wet for the Midwest and the northern plains. Now, particularly winter wheat markets closed lower. Spring wheat was higher. Winter wheat harvest is underway in the plains and Midwest, with custom harvesters reporting a wide range of yields. The spring wheat climbed a little higher, which was enough for more contract highs. Corn closed a little higher yesterday, and at its rebound from last week's slide, the crop appears to be on the mend, with the trade expecting a mild improvement later today, and the crop's 67% good to excellent rating. We're going to check your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle was up $3 yesterday, 118.27. October was up 285 at 115.27. August feeder cattle up 450 at 149.45. September limit up 450 at 148.90. July hogs up 172 at 87.02. And August was up 2 cents at 78.67. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. Well, July was up 1 3/4 at 454 3/4. September up 2 cents at 473 1/2. Chicago wheat, July was up 2 cents at 452. And September was up 2 cents at 467 1/2. July corn up 3/4 at 359 3/4. September up a penny at 368 1/4. July soybeans up 5 3/4 at 912 1/2. And the soybeans up 5 3/4 at 917. July cotton up 45 points, 74.13. October up 42, 69.38. August crude oil up 63, 44.01. September up 65, 44.26. That's Check Your Markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.